Well, this is an issue that's ongoing for a number of years now, and I think everybody was shocked to hear that there was a review being carried out of a number of labs right across the country. And Sligo, being the only lab in the northwest of the country, was being reviewed, and it was a good possibility it was going to close. But I'm glad that we've got the minister has announced yesterday that the lab won't be closed, and not only will it not be closed, but the service is going to be enhanced, which will be a major benefit for the farmers of the northwest.
Because the alternative, if it had a close, would have been absolutely catastrophic for farmers here.
Absolutely, because people would have had to travel to possibly Kilkenny. And, you know, farmers at different times have difficulties with, you know, animals die unfortunately, and sometimes farmers don't know. The local vet might know, and these carcasses have to be taken to a lab to be checked and tested to see what's the problem with these, what caused the death of these animals. And if we hadn't a lab in Sligo, people would probably have to travel hundreds of miles to have the same service. And it's fine now when there's no diseases at the moment, but if you had foot and mouth in the country and this service had to be carried out, it was just a catastrophe for farmers, and it could spread disease rather than solve the problems.
I'm sure from your perspective in terms of construction of the project and for it to be finalised, I'm sure you would like it done in a very timely fashion.
Yes, well, I'm delighted with the news, because not alone that, but there's maybe 25 people working in the lab, and with the new proposed upgrade, I'm sure there will be other people employed as well. It was good for the area because, you know, jobs are scarce enough, and we try and secure and hold on to whatever we have.